Well, that's when they started the Liberty ships going over with the war brides, and there was a long waiting list. I don't know how they chose the priority for people, but they did tell me from the outset that if you were more than 3 months pregnant, that they wouldn't take you. And, of course, I never got on a bride ship. I worked through the American consulate in Sydney, and, of course, he applied from the other end. But then we found that I couldn't get on one, so I had to look for... And, oh, I always said, if the baby's born in Australia, I may never come. No, I knew that with my mother here, and it might change my feelings altogether. So I was bound and determined I was going to get out and have that child born in the States. And I did have an influential uncle who was a businessman in Sydney, and he put out feelers. And he got me on this little English freighter that was calling in at Sydney and then going to Melbourne to load wool. And it was called the City of Durham. It had 12 little cabins on it. And, of course, they were one-person cabins, and they squeezed three of us into each cabin, so it carried a passenger list of 36. And there were three Australian war brides, including myself, a Dutch family, a mother and father, and a little boy who'd been interned in Changi, and they were going home to Holland via England, and the rest of the passenger list were Canadian naval officers that were going home. I left Sydney on the 16th of January, 1946. All my relatives came, of course. The ship sailed from Darling Harbour. I think it was number 5 wharf in Darling Harbour. And, of course, I was 5 months pregnant. On board it had a little Scottish stewardess. So my mother tipped the little Scots woman, my father tipped her, my uncle tipped her, and, you know, to take care of me. And so I was well watched over for the whole trip, which lasted 7 weeks. And then when we came into the Pacific Ocean, it was still full of mines. So that's what caused the journey to be so long, because we had to zigzag all the way across.